Sheikh, now we've seen, you know, under alert level 3 of the lockdown, businesses, restaurants, cinemas and even casinos have opened up. Why the need for masajid still to remain closed during this time?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-mursaleen, sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Tasneem and respected listeners, the important thing with the Muslim Judicial Council has always been to seek advice as far as the masajid is concerned, which is a communal gathering. And that advice was normally given to us by the medical experts. And they've had a meeting the day before advising the Muslim Judicial Council that it was expected in the spike of deaths increasing. This period is from the 23rd of June until the 7th of July, according to the National Department of Health. And we have seen that increase happening. If one looks at the Muslim stats, then we would have seen that on the 31st of May, the amount of Muslim janazas, and Allah Ta'ala grant them all jannatul firdaus, ameen ya rabbal alameen. When we look at the Western Cape, that is now seen as the epicenter of the coronavirus, COVID-19, then on the 31st of May, we've seen that the total amount of deaths in the Western Cape was 31 on the 31st of May. On the 1st of July, we're sitting with a total of 132, which means 101 extra. These are alarming stats to everybody. And the important thing is to save a life. And the Muslim Judicial Council, prior to the president even calling for a lockdown, has already asked that Salatul Jama'ah and the Jumu'ah not be done in the masajid. Not that the masjid was closed. We still ask the imam to be there and the muazzin to do the adhan. And that has happened throughout the lockdown. Therefore, the facts on the ground is what calls the Muslim Judicial Council to ask masajid on those. And here I want to say that the news message that has been put out by Voice of the Cape on Instagram and on Facebook actually shows the allowance that the Muslim Judicial Council makes for masajid that can and strictly adhere to the safety regulations that has been laid out by government, laid out by MJC, laid out by the Islamic Medical Association, our medical team. If you're going to have Salatul Jama'ah, if you're going to have Jumu'ah, then there will have to be these regulations in place. And if you cannot manage that, then please don't do it. And I say exactly the same because, as you know, that we have opened Masjidul Khair and we've put in the regulations that are there. We've shared it with other masajid. That when you have these regulations in place, for example, no men over 60, no females in the masjid, children under 13 not in the masjid, those with comorbidities not in the masjid, it takes a massive chunk of the community that would have been in the masjid out of the masjid.
Yeah.
And that reduces your totals and it makes it more a workable total to work from.
Yeah. Sheikh, can I just come in there quickly? Masajid that are in the areas that have been identified as hotspots, can we assume that they will have to remain closed during this time?
Again, the Muslim Judicial Council has advised where you're in a hotspot, then rather take the safety precaution of not making a salah in jama'ah and not having the jumu'ah.
So Sheikh, is one of the masajid, Masjid al-Khair, has been open for the past month. Just take us through what that process has been like in terms of managing the flow of the musallis, particularly for jumu'ah.
But in terms of the numbers for jumu'ah, we've only had two at a time for every week. What we did was we put in place, first of all, the community came forward to assist and out of their own. And we had protocols that were at the security gate that the people came in. We had protocols for our team that worked inside the masjid to ensure, as well as the protocols to the ordinary, the community, the musallin that come to the masjid. We had the total of a maximum of 50. We had the spacing that was done inside of the masjid. The sanitizing is there. The screening process will include temperature taking. People will then come to the gate, and it will be on a first-come, first-served basis, and they would be given a small stick, a color stick. So, and that color stick should be a total of 40, because we were approximately 10. And that first 40 would then be told, right, park your car on that side, on the one side, in our case here on the right-hand side, and they would all line up in front of the masjid with the social distancing in place, where the screening would now take place. And I must say, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, people were patient and they waited, and they there were no objections and so on. There were a couple of people that we turned around that didn't come with face masks or musallas, or that were sick, and they were not sick, but they had comorbidities, and they were desperate to get into the masjid for Jumu'ah. There were older people that also came. We also didn't have wudu facilities available, so those who didn't have wudu were also asked to rather go home. And the Mufti of the Muslim Judicial Council had made it clear that if you do not do Jumu'ah in the masjid, or you're worried about yourself, or you feel for safety, and you do the Dhuhr Salah at home, then Allah Ta'ala will reward you exactly the same as if you had done Jumu'ah in the masjid. So after these people have now lined up in front of the masjid, they've gone through the screening process, they would enter two at a time, keep the social distancing, and this is how we would then start the Jumu'ah. The imam will only confine himself to the Arabic khutbah, so which means that the whole Jumu'ah itself is 15 minutes in and out. It includes the khutbah, it includes the salah, and then that group. Now, while that group was inside, the second group was then allowed in and parked on the left-hand side of the parking of the masjid, and they were asked to wait there until the first group is finished. And so while the proceedings were on, their screening was done. And when the next group left at another exit point, a separate exit point, the other group were waiting to enter the masjid and go through the same procedure with the same thing in terms of the Jumu'ah khutbah. But this time it was done on another place in the masjid. And every week, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we've had this company called Synergy that came out and did the fogging and disinfecting of the masjid every Jumu'ah. In the week, we would do it. We would move from one place to another place in the masjid for every salah. So in other words, Fajr, we would be on one place, Dhuhr would be on another place. Asr, we go to another place, and so we travel throughout the masjid. But after every salah, the disinfectant would be done. And that helped a great deal, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. There is one last person that came now recently with a disinfectant that last for approximately 9 days, and we were very happy for that. Where that if they put this on, his name was Ridwan Inus, and Allah Ta'ala reward him, and Synergy, which was my putta, for doing all this free of charge in the masjid in order to make sure that people were going to be safe.